we welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, Jay Kingdom. Jay, how are you?
I'm doing well, man. How are you guys doing? You guys are getting ready for winter?
Yes. Yes. You guys don't know what winter is all about, do you?
No, we had a bone chilling 59 degrees last night. Oh, we're terrified.
Man. Wow. Wow. Tell us, first of all, how did you get the name Jay Kingdom?
You know, I have this whole thing about not being a part of denomination, but really doing kingdom work. Jesus Christ says that, you know, he came to establish his kingdom. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. So Jay just really means just, and then kingdom is kingdom. So when you listen to my music, it's just kingdom. I just want to just give a kingdom sound.
Tell us about Compton. We've heard all kind of things about Compton. We've heard from Boys in the Hood to N.W.A. to Mary. What's Jay Kingdom's version?
You know, I came up in Compton, you know, and I've always laughed when I look on TV and I see how mass media portrays Compton as this war zone. Of course, to every batch of apples, you always have that one bad one. And so, of course, you have a couple of people that don't know how to act. But for the most part, Compton is filled with great people who are gifted and talented. I mean, if you think about how that one little city, which is the hub of Los Angeles, has actually been responsible for changing the rap game around the world and influencing people around the world. I've been on airplanes and people have carried on discussions with me from Jerusalem about what's going on in Compton. That means those people are very special. It's on the move. We have a new mayor, and I'm working diligently with her and the city council. They're approving, they're bringing in new businesses. And it's looking really good for Compton in the next 10 to 20 years. So it's not what everyone thinks. You're not going to get off the freeway and get shot up. they're doing a great work. My church is in Compton, Greater Zion Church Family. And we've got about 4,000 people that come there and leave there and are unharmed in the process. And so, yeah, that's really what Compton is. They're gifted. They're talented. A lot of privately owned businesses. They're prospering more than a lot of people think that they are. So, yeah, Compton is not at all what you see on the videos.
So souls are being saved in Compton.
Oh, Lord, yes. Yeah, there's a lot of people in Compton that believe in the power of Jesus Christ.
Our guest, Jay Kingdom, tell us about, two-part question, how sweet the sound. Tell us about that contest. And how was it beating out 13 choirs?
How Sweet the Sound. That was a great journey. How Sweet the Sound, for some that may not know, is a competition that was sponsored by Verizon Wireless. And they were looking for the best choir in America. They wanted to highlight that good gospel choir sound. And so they went from city to city to city looking for that choir in that city that was the best. And in 2010, Voices of Destiny, which is now called Destiny 24, our young adult choir, not a community choir, our actual young adult choir that sings every month at our church, we went and we won everything. We won it in L.A., and then we went to Washington, D.C., and won it nationally, and brought back home to Compton $45,000 and was able to build Compton's first youth center on the west side of Compton. And build up our church, and the journey was awesome. I mean, we were able to be featured on Nightline, ABC News, the morning show, the Stellars. We've worked with Donnie McClurkin, Mary, Donna Lawrence, Marvin Sapp, the Karen Clark Shares, Dorinda Clark. The list goes on and on and on, and we were able to travel the country and perform for the Super Bowl in 2011, and also be able to perform for the NFL experience in Dallas, Texas. And it gave us the opportunity to take some of these young people who've never been on a plane out of Compton and to other regions of the nation. So, I mean, that's the briefest way I could sum up an awesome experience that put us on a platform nationally that we're still gleaning from today.
Being a young man, Jay, how do you propose to change the game when we're talking about gospel music?
You know, that is one of the best questions I've been asked in all the interviews I've had. I'm excited to answer it. One of the things I tell people, you know, because I also, you know, pastor and preach, one of the things I've learned about God is that he doesn't often duplicate. I think that sometimes we insult him when we try to copy someone else or clone other people and clone their gifts. With that being said, my intention is to introduce a unique sound to gospel music that I personally believe that God has given me. I think that how he wants me to deliver it, it's a pop sound. You're going to dance to it. You might even be able to work out to it. It can be sung, and I've actually performed in clubs and in schools where they don't want to hear Jesus. By the end of the assembly, however, they're asking me, where's your church? I plan on making it where people feel comfortable being free to administer their gift the way the Lord wants them to administer it, not without being handcuffed with the denomination or what the Baptists think or the Holy Spirit think that is acceptable, but literally being obedient to the voice of God and letting him use them in the unique way that they were birthed to be used solely by their creator.
The song Favor, tell us about that.
Favor. You know, it's in the lyrics where it says, you know, I look around and I shouldn't be here, and I know that the only reason why I'm here and I have what I have is because there's a bigger entity that is with me, which is God and Jesus Christ, who favors me. Being on this interview call right now is the favor of God. He has connected me. He has introduced me to people of power and prestige like only he can. I tell people all the time that favor is your best PR. Once favor is for you, you don't need anybody else to make the announcement on your behalf, because favor will put you where you need at the right time with the right people. And that's what that song is dedicated to, that people need to recognize that favor is on your life. You don't need to be intimidated or afraid or scared of what man can do, because if favor is on you, they can't do nothing with you.
Your debut album, Champion. What can we expect from Champion?
Champion, you can expect literally listening to a young man that has made mistakes, have made some left turns instead of right turns, but yet learning from each time that I messed up and learning to fight my way out of the valleys and learning how to get over tragedies and betrayal and becoming that champion that God wants me to be. You're going to have some music that's going to make you dance and feel good. And then like the title track, Champion, which is on the album, it's going to make you reflect and think about those moments when you almost wanted to give up, but your spirit would not let you. And then you're going to hear a little bit of CCM, if you will, that Christian contemporary music where it's heavy in the guitar and you're going to lift your hands and just worship. And you're going to all around hear a very versatile expression of an individual's love to his God. And that's really what Champion is about.
Our guest, Jay Kingdom. Jay, you know, artists choose titles for their albums. They have different reasons. What was yours?
Mine was a statement. I wanted to make a public statement to the enemy that I, with God, cannot be defeated. And whatever you throw my way, God is going to teach me how to use it to go to another level. And I try to express that in my Instagram, my Facebook, my Twitter accounts, all of that, that no matter what kind of day I've had or week I've had, and on Periscope, I come out the victor because of my relationship with God. That's why I chose that name.
I noticed that you're a pastor, not only a pastor, you're an artist. You are deeply in the industry, but another thing I noticed about Jay Kingdom, you're not stuck in the four walls. You are outside of the box, and you're ministering outside of the church. How important is that?
I think that how you minister outside of the church tells whether or not you really understand the mission that Jesus Christ has given us and the example he set for us when he was here. Very seldom do you hear that he went to the temple. Most of the writings of Jesus Christ and the miracles he performed took place outside of the temple. And I try to reflect that. I try to mimic that. It's very important because those that are lost are outside of our churches. And so I launched an initiative called Push 100, hashtag Push100. You can look it up. What we did was we literally shut down 47 intersections in greater Los Angeles area, major intersections, that ended up having 8,000 participants that within 1 hour on a Friday night in the height of crime was able to feed and pray for and clothe for 10,000 to 15,000 people. And as a result of that, many lives were saved and changed. And they may not go into the church building, but they definitely came in contact with the church.
Jay, let's bless some folks. How can they get in touch with you? How can we get Champion in their hand?
Oh, man. You know, Champion is available on all online distribution venues, such as iTunes and CD Baby, Amazon.com, or you can just go to my website, jkingdommusic.com, jkingdommusic.com. You're more than welcome to follow me on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter under Michael J.T. Fisher, Michael J.T. Fisher, and also Periscope, where I give you live feed on what I'm doing. And be a part of my journey. I ask for you to come into my world. And the music will bless you, and the testimony of my life will bless you as well.
Our guest, Jay Kingdom. Jay, I see the favor of the Lord on you. You've got the favor on you. Thanks for joining us, Jay.
Thank you so very much, and y'all stay warm now.
Okay, Jay Kingdom, inside of the Gospel Spotlight.